This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Okay, Lee, yeah, a lot of people not happy with Trump, calling his followers stupid, saying he doesn't need their votes if they don't support his position on Epstein, doesn't need them to be there, his supporters. I don't know what he was thinking. Literal stupidity. But, you know, I'm so torn, generally speaking, because I have such a sense of joy. I mean, like, every day is Christmas with Donald Trump as president. Like, I can't even keep up with it. I'm exhausted because I end up staying up an extra hour every night because I just kind of can't keep up with everything he's doing. I mean, just look at this week, for instance. I mean, just look at the last 24 hours. Gavin Newsom screaming like a scalded kitty cat over the $4 billion Trump just clawed back for that train. Not going to let Newsom waste any more money. And basically, that's become a Democrat money laundering scam out there. They don't basically build anything on that train, and the money disappears. And Trump's like, no, I'm cutting it off. Speaking of cutting things off, children's private parts won't get cut off anymore. Do you realize that the number one and number two largest child transgender surgery and hormone clinics shut down this week? You know why?
Why is that?
Trump.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the Trump's, part of the big, beautiful bill, huh?
Yeah. Well, Trump sicked Bondi on them and the Department of Justice, threatening civil lawsuits because these are underage kids. They cannot consent, right?
Yeah.
And basically, it's a long story, the strategy that they use. I'm going to bore you with it. But they have put these clinics in dire danger of being sued out of existence. So the first shoe to drop was the Center for Trans Youth and Development at the Children's Hospital in L.A., the largest transgender clinic. They do mastectomies for no good reason on girls who want to be boys who are under 18. They've done them on girls as young as 12. Shut down this week. Done. No more hormone treatment. No more surgeries. By the way, they also do genital surgery, just to give you an idea of what's going on there. I mean, just the horror of it. So not only have we denied the funding for this, they are under threat of lawsuit. It's a civil lawsuit, which would put them under direct management by the DOJ and open up legal liability. They shut down this week. It was on the 22nd, or they will shut down on the 22nd. They announced it this week. That was followed on the heels. The number two largest of these clinics, which is in Chicago, announced they're going out of business too. Fantastic. Good. following the heels of the UK, where they're like, wow, this is crazy. It's totally abusive. 20% of the people whose genitals we're chopping off, who are children, are autistic. Something's up with that. We quit. And they're not even doing hormone transitions anymore. They're done. So these people have to be shut down, the cult that is the Democrat Party. Trump did that this week. We clawed back the funding for the train. Coke is going to have cane sugar instead of poison. That's nice. You know, it's about time Americans get real food instead of poison like everyone else. I mean, do you realize Coke puts cane sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup?
Well, in Mexico, yes.
Mexico!
Yeah, and that's sort of a delicacy, is to get the Mexican Coca-Cola formula.
Because it's real.
Yeah, I mean, I've been at some of the upstate Mexican restaurants, and they'll have the, you know, the Mexican Coke in there. And that's why, because it's got cane sugar in it.
Got cane sugar in it.
High fructose corn syrup.
Canada gets the cane sugar kind, too.
Oh, really?
Well, not us, no. Well, we're just over here, you know, marinating in cancer. Don't mind us. By the way, cancer docs hurt the worst by all of this. We've got the ice cream announcement this week. 90% of the ice cream makers are going to take the dyes out. That's fantastic. You start looking at what's in those dyes, what they do to your body. Neurological damage, nervous system damage. They are carcinogens. And a lot of folks, I've been explaining this, Lee. This is kind of how I came to sort of quasi fall in love with RFK, or at least his, you know, what he's doing. He was an enviro lawyer. And like a typical liberal enviro lawyer, he's going around suing you know, big oil companies for the toxic sludge they leave behind, and that ends up seeping into the water supply. So he had sued a lot of them, he'd very successfully done it, and he started to realize that what they were doing with some of the toxic waste that is a byproduct of the petrochemical process, they were selling it to big food and using it as food dyes. And he's like, wait a minute, I just want to suit because they're poisoning people in towns by putting that stuff in the earth. And they're also selling it to the food producers. Yeah. And they put it in our food. Uh-huh. And that's where he got started on this whole kick. So we made incredible progress this week. Every week is incredible progress. It's great progress. But I want to address something, because I listen to talk radio all over the country. I just drop in and out, see what other people are saying and kind of what's going on. And I got to take issue with something. There's a lot of laughter going on and, quite frankly, mockery, because of the fact that, you know, the Senate stayed up all night and they cut $9 billion. That is 0.0045%. Of the, not the budget, the debt, just the deficit this year, okay?
I mean, that's not even an aircraft carrier, honestly, but yeah.
Right.
But still,
and I opened the show with this today, what is important is two things. Number one, they showed it could be done.
Right.
As you pointed out earlier, we haven't done a rescission since Clinton was forced to by Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
So that's revolutionary. But again, the important thing is what we cut, okay? $8.3 billion from USAID, the bastion from which all evil in the world flows. In fact, you can make an argument, I'm not sure we'd have enemies if we didn't have USAID up and running. Let me remind you of just how evil this organization was and how instrumental it was to our intelligence agencies and the evil they do all over the world. This is a major dismantling of our intel agencies. Headline, this is just one. Breitbart, last week, USAID quietly sent thousands of vials of viruses to the infamous Wuhan lab. Wait. They funded $210 million, the USAID program called Predict It. These were the people who went into China's Yunnan province, you know, where the bats are in the caves, went down into them and harvested their feces to bring out deadly viruses nobody was ever going to catch. Unless you like to go to Chinese caves and roll around in bat feces. I don't, but, you know.
I'm sure there's somebody somewhere in this country that would want to do that.
Yeah, they all work at USAID, or they did, but now the door's bolted shut. And you know what they did? They transferred them to the foremost Chinese bioweapons lab on Earth, Wuhan lab. What happened? Dad, I don't know. They lost him after that. Notably, the Wuhan Institute of Virology lacks adequate biosafety practices, I'll say. They spent $210 million, but the program somehow failed to implement a long-term storage plan. So nobody knows where they went. How convenient. That's 7 million people are dead just from COVID. And that doesn't count. Remember, we know there are viruses in there with a 20, 40, 50, 60% kill rate. All of them provided by the fine blue-haired, nose-ringed folks at USAID. To our worst enemy on earth. And then they just went to Fauci and the Pentagon to get the formula for weaponizing it, which they didn't have. And they're in business, killing us all. A million Americans are dead, by the way, but nobody cares. So anyway, that's just an example of the death that USAID caused. $2.8 million to the Taliban. So out of control, Lee, USAID was, that remember Nancy Mace and Tim Burchett, Congress members, took them a year to get a bill passed barring USAID from funding the Taliban. By the way, the $2.8 billion to the Taliban that's kept them in business and terrorizing little girls, that money, that was awarded after the Abbeygate 13 were killed. $200 million to monetize the poppy seed fields. Cool. What'd they do with that? Bought IEDs to blow our troops' legs off in the last Trump administration. They were conducting their own foreign policy, Lee, on behalf of the CIA. Doing things so evil, they defy description. $1 billion for Hamas was funneled to Hamas by USAID. It just shut down. Now, wait, what does this mean? It is significant because for the first time, everybody on the Hill had to choose between Donald Trump and the intel agencies everybody's so terrified of. And Trump has so much political power and capital, they chose Trump. They're more afraid of him than they are of the CIA. And one of the darkest, most evil forces on earth was just shut down. It's USAID, which is the funnel for all of that evil stuff out of the CIA, including, by the way, the $9 million that paid for the Al-Qaeda takeover of Syria. We're seeing the fallout of that. They're slaughtering Druze. Thank God Israel went and killed some of them. The Al-Qaeda folks running that country. I don't know why we're cutting peace deals with Israel to stop the bombing. We should fund it. USA did all this. Those Druze are dead because of USAID. So a lot of people are not going to die. And our enemies are not going to get funded. This was a major, 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 major political victory. I don't care what the dollar figure is. But the good news is there's 11 more of these bills behind it, and Trump expects to pass them all. Good.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what Rush Limbaugh would say if he were still with us today about Moron Man Commie? He'd say, this is who the Democrats really are. I could practically hear him. They can't help themselves. They love this guy. Because you know what he is? You know what he represents? The direct route to communism. Total power, authoritarianism. Whatever you want to call it. It's what they want. They've always been kind of taking a sideways route, if you will, where they end up at the totalitarian, authoritarian destination, but sort of in a roundabout way, so that once you wake up and realize they've imported an entire shadow nation to outvote you, it's too late. You live in a Chinese-style one-party system. This was thought to be the way to get there. And he's like, forget it. No, we just go straight there. We'll just run as communists. They love it. Oh, they love it. You can hear it in their scuzzy little voices. Folks, and look, how many candidates get an entire congressional breakfast with dozens of Congress members? You know what they did? They brought a lot of Congress members, the Democrat ones, in through the back door to meet Man Commie. They put up cardboard over the windows so that no one would be pictured with Man Commie, because they know you're not ready for this, okay? But they are. They are. So what did the openly Marxist members of Congress who met with him say? Oh, they love this guy. You can hear it in their voices.
I think he's a very personable, smart young man.
It's just beautiful to have someone who is so authentic. You know, that's, money cannot buy that.
Zohran Mamdani is an incredible talent. It's hard not to be won over.
You have ALC and Zohran. That's a winning combo.
This guy is not a communist. He's not a socialist. He's an advocate for small C capitalism.
Huh. Yeah, don't be afraid. He's not a Marxist. He's not going to roll the tanks up to your house. He's really great. And he's not scary. I mean, he's totally for capitalism.
So when people say democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
Uh-huh. I hate it, capitalist. He's not. But they love him. Do you know what they did? Fox News tried to show up at the restaurant this was supposed to be held at, got there, and they had moved it. And then they moved it to another restaurant, and they covered the windows of that one with cardboard. Why? Because they know this is a thing of shame. They don't want to be seen with him. But you just heard the joy in their voices. They are hardcore authoritarians. They would go full Chinese social credit system on your butt so fast, your head would spin. And they've had quite a beatdown lately, as they deserve to. And this is them getting a little hope that they might yet enslave the American people and crush them underfoot. And that's why you hear the joy in their voices, because it's who they are. But who is Man Commie? Here's Representative Matt Slater. He's a GOP assemblyman from New York who served with Man Commie.
And I mean, a Mamdani win here is going to propel a communist agenda all across this country. And that's why AOC, who I grew up with, had brought him down to Washington. If you look at what he's done in the assembly where I currently serve, he stood on the state legislature floor and he actually referred to his colleagues as his comrades. When you look at the legislation that he sponsored, it is right out of Karl Marx's playbook. And
of course it is. Well, like what?
Well, my favorite one that I've found is the fact that he sponsored legislation that would have the government restrict the amount of miles you can drive in your car. Oh. He's also sponsored legislation that would require sex education for kindergartners. I mean, this is the length and the radical agenda that he's had in the state assembly.
See, they love this. See, Democrats are taking this long, circuitous route. Shut down all legitimate sources of energy, paralyze the grid, cause blackouts, don't allow nuclear. By the way, do you know China is in the process of building 30 nuclear plants right now? Oh, they are still going to kick our rear end in manufacturing. It's not funny. Yeah. And while all of this, the Democrats were doing while insisting you drive an electric vehicle. Why? Well, once the rolling blackouts start, they can do what? What man commie wants to do. Tell you how often you could drive your car. It's not going to be enough electricity. Total power for that. See how it works? Man commie's like, shoot, that's too much work. I'm just going to bar people from driving their car. They'll just drive it whenever I say. Or not. And we can control their movements. And they're like, oh my gosh, he's brilliant. See? But it's spreading, y'all. It's spreading like a cancer in the Democrat Party. They can't stop it. Get a load of this guy. They got one of these in Minneapolis. He is a son of an immigrant, born here, still has the accent, which they love. And if you sound American, they don't want you because they hate America. They hate Americans. This is Omar Fateh. And you know what he is saying? He's explaining who the enemy is. He's a Somalian immigrant. Who is the enemy? Yeah, white people. Of course. Of course. Man, this guy is going to be huge. He is going to win. White people are the enemy. I'll let him explain. He doesn't even bother to speak in code. He just spells it out.
We heard them being called terrorists. We heard them being called drug dealers. We heard a lot of insults. We heard that they're a threat to our national security. And that's a flat out lie. You want to know who the real threat is, Madam President? They don't look like the folks up in the gallery. They don't look like the folks on the rotunda. They look like many of the members that sit in the front. And you don't have to take my word for it. According to DHS, Madam President, the greatest domestic threat facing the United States comes from, quote, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race. Not our immigrants. We are safer and we're better off because of them.
You just got here. Or your family did. And you figured out who the problem is. The people who let you come. Got it. Oh, this guy's going to be so... You're listening to the next mayor of Minneapolis, where only Democrats win. Hey, but you know what the really cool thing is? This weird thing is going on in New York. And look, this is a long shot. Do you realize Curtis Sliwa, the Republican, Mancami, and Cuomo are in a photo finish right now? In other words, they're within the margin of error. If everything went right, we could end up with a Republican mayor of New York out of desperation. I'm not getting excited about that, but it could happen. This is not settled, not by a long shot. So now this is what where the Democrats are going. And you know what I want? This is what I want. This is good. You know why? America's, if we're going to go into hardcore Marxism and authoritarianism, I don't want to backdoor that. I don't want people to be fooled into it. I want them to look it dead in the eye and choose it so we can know who's who, what's what, and where's where, and then move there to whatever's left of a free America. Folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bombshell. This makes a lot of stuff make sense. This is breaking overnight from Paul Sperry, Real Clear Investigations. On Sunday, it was a secret meeting held in the Russia-Trump collusion hoax. And they've got new classified documents they've found that could open the floodgates. The floodgates holding back long-buried classified documents, exposing the deep state plot that's gone across three presidential elections to manipulate those elections, criminally manipulate those elections to stop Donald Trump by the CIA, the FBI. And this is the best part. These new docs directly tie this to Hillary and Obama. So Trump administration officials held an urgent meeting on Sunday to talk about the new information on Russiagate. You might have heard a little bit about this. It's the biggest story of the week. Among them is this annex from John Durham. Remember John Durham did his kind of mushy moderate report that found basically nothing and let everybody off? Well, it turns out Durham found a lot of classified information that pointed out to the crimes, not just of Hillary, but also of the deep state in framing Trump. And they committed crimes. So what did he do? Well, what they always do when the deep state commits crimes, just classify it and nobody will see it. We can go right on committing more crime. Oh boy, we found it, didn't we? How do we find it? Well, Tulsi Gabbard, who's the director of national intelligence, has declassification authority, and she and a weaponization committee that she helped to start have been digging through this stuff. They got it. What did it show? Oh, it was a horror show. Obama knew. Biden knew that Hillary had faked the Steele dossier. In fact, Comey, head of the FBI, and Brennan, head of the CIA, had wanted to spy on Trump and everyone around him to get compromise, to get dirt to help Hillary win. Wait, isn't that illegal? Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. Anyway, they took it to the FISA court. They got rejected. And we're telling the FISA court a bunch of lies about Carter Page, Russia, compromised Russia. So what did they do? Well, Hillary's campaign committed a felony and a misdemeanor to create the fake Steele dossier. And they went, awesome. Yeah, it's totally fake. We know that. But who cares? We'll use it. Took it back into the FISA court, lied to the FISA court under oath, under penalty of perjury. That's a felony that carries up to 5 years. And Comey and Brennan committed it. So did Rod Rosenstein. And then they were in business. They got their three-jump warrant. That allowed them to spy on Trump, everyone around Trump, and everyone around them. So if you even sent an email during that period, they were spying on you. Trump copied somebody on an email that gave them the ability to spy on them. They were looking for compromise, dirt, anything they could use to help Hillary. What is this, folks? What are we talking about here? That's a conspiracy. I mean, it's a conspiracy built on a foundation of felonies. i.e. perjury. Well, what's the deal with conspiracy in a law? Well, the individual felonies, the statute of limitations that were committed by Comey and Brennan might have expired. But the thing with conspiracy is that as long as it or the cover-up is ongoing, the clock's not running yet. In other words, we're still well within the prosecutable period for those conspiracies. That's what the Trump administration met on this weekend. In addition, there's the other outrage of when Hillary Clinton did the classified email thing where she unsecured and insecured her server so the Chinese and the Russians could go get the classified data that she illegally sent there. When she did that, there's so many felonies there, it boggles the mind. When they investigate her, remember they cleared her right before the election? Oh, yeah, no, we spent the weekend, the FBI did, she's good, she's cleared? No. They found evidence of crimes. And they buried it. And then Comey lied to Congress, and he lied to the American people. But most especially, they hid the evidence of Hillary's crimes. Then took the feloniously created Steele dossier and used it to launch the Russia collusion hoax. And all of it's still prosecutable. They got it all. Now, the good news overnight, the big bombshell, Trump is saying he will declassify. We're going to see all of it. We've heard that before. Nobody has protected the deep state more than Donald Trump. To me, it is a bigger mystery than Epstein or JFK or MLK or any of those files. Trump could have declassified all of this last time and he didn't. And I'll never understand why. But he can make up for it now. Remember, he put crooked, corrupt Bill Barr, who himself should go to prison for covering up Hunter Biden's crimes and gagging the IRS agents who knew about them. But that's another side alley we won't go down right now. You can take this conspiracy, take all the people connected like I just did with Bill Barr and just go down all those alleys, take out the whole deep state. And this is certainly enough to impanel a grand jury. Now, we got to do that outside of D.C. because D.C. is too corrupt. It's a post-American territory. So there's a lot of ifs here, but this is the most prosecutable thing I've ever done. I think this could go. At a minimum, we get the truth to the American people so they can begin to understand how fundamentally and profoundly corrupt the deep state is and drive public sentiment for dismantling it. But this is very exciting stuff. You got Hillary's crimes here. You've got Obama being told. We've got emails back and forth, so Obama knows. I mean, this is like Christmas. Listen to what they found about Clinton's unsecured email server. The classified intel details how then Secretary of State Clinton's improper email activity gave foreign actors access to classified material on purpose. Yet the FBI neglected to investigate the security breach, fitting a pattern of then FBI Director James Comey letting Clinton off the hook while gunning for Trump. All of this being driven by Tulsi Gabbard's weaponization working group and the ODNI, which is her office. So first we need Trump to declassify so we can all know the truth. And then we need to put these people in prison. But the best part, you know what they've got? Obama ordering the intelligence community to set up Trump and knock him off balance before he can even get started. That is what Real Clear Investigations is reporting this morning. That's among the intel. So we got him dead to rights. No wonder Michelle Obama won't appear in public with him. I'd be wanting to divorce him too. Or maybe she just doesn't like men. Hard to say. Donald Trump is on fire. It's true. But they really need to figure out, the right hand needs to figure out what the left hand's doing. It's causing a lot of problems. Let me explain why. I got this in my inbox this morning. And it's from RFK's lobbying group, Children's Health Defense. He's asking for my help. Well, what does he want me to do? He wants me to send a letter to Pam Bondi, our head of the Department of Injustice. Or justice, depending on your perspective. And ask her to stop fighting him. Wait, what? So RFK is traveling the country, lobbying legislatures to ban fluoride. Why? Because the EPA finally released its new finding last year based on a gazillion studies. We won't go back over them again. It's exhausting. That, among other things fluoride does, it's got great health benefits, like cancer. It's a neurotoxin. and it decreases children's IQs, documented. Don't take it up with me. The EPA found that last year. It was the first step toward finally getting this poison out of our water. We do not need to drink fluoride. In fact, you don't need to even brush with it. I've been brushing without fluoride for, 9 months now. Went to the dentist, he didn't even notice. You got to get the right toothpaste, though, in all fairness. Anyway, but it works. I've been brushing with charcoal, and it's fantastic. It works just as well. You don't need to put fluoride in your body. Now, if my, teeth rot out of my head next year, I'll let you know. But see, they're fine. So here's the thing. He is running around fighting really hard, RFK is, to get the fluoride out of the water. And folks, if he succeeds, he gets these dyes out, he gets the fluoride out, you know what's going to happen? He's got to get rid of glyphosates too. You know what's going to happen? ADHD rates are going to plunge. Look up ADHD in Europe. Not as high as in America. Weird, right? Yeah, because they're not being poisoned over there. Not like we are. Well, Pam Bondi is suing to reverse the finding that, among other things, fluoride makes little kids dumb by the EPA. I don't know if Trump knows that since he's backed RFK's position on fluoride. So RFK sent me a letter this morning, an email saying, hey, could you know, here's the link. Could you please send it to Pam Bondi and tell her to knock it off? Stop fighting me on the fluoride. By the way, Florida's already banned it, which is amazing and awesome. They don't have to be poisoned there. You know how hard it is to get the fluoride out of your water? You have to buy a very, very expensive set of filters. I've looked it up. I would love to get the fluoride out of my water. I know I'm being poisoned every time I drink. These are simple things that if we can just get one side of the Trump administration out of the way, stop suing to force the EPA to recant its finding that fluoride intellectually maims little kids. You know what this is about? Can I just bottom line it for you? The left put fluoride in our water because we weren't dumb enough to vote for them. They need a 10 IQ decrease. That's why. We're too smart to vote for them. They need dumb people. So they're like, we'll maim them with fluoride. That's what's going on here. Never mind, it decreases your lifespan, causes cancer. It's all those great benefits. Which, by the way, it's all the same stuff that the food dyes do that we don't need. Folks, do you realize there's 200 toxins? I'm sorry, there's 10,000 toxins allowed in our foods and our water. You know, in Europe, it's only 200. Yeah, the other 9,000 are banned there. We can do it here too. We can stop poisoning America. Folks, yeah, I mean, it's just absurd. Like what Lee was saying earlier today. I mean, Donald Trump just, he gets a victory, a not his major victory every day. They're going to take the high fructose corn syrup out of Coke, right? Use cane sugar. Use cane sugar like the Mexicans get and the Canadians get. Why? Because Coke wouldn't do that crap there. They don't have Democrats. So this is what we can do if Pam Bondi, she's got plenty to do over there. She does not need to sue to keep the fluoride in the water, especially not after the EPA found that it causes a decrease in IQ in children, thus setting them up to vote Democrat for life because they're too smart otherwise to do it. It's just stupid stuff like this. But look, I get they can't do everything. Texter writes, Tara, all you have to do is spend 50 cents at Publix for a gallon of reverse osmosis water, and don't forget to tell the truth about Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay, that's another subject, Netanyahu. Okay, reverse osmosis water. Yeah, I know, but you know what? I think it's in the plastic, though. I'm not sure about that. That comes in plastic. Now you've got the microplastic. We've got so much work to do. Anyway, Texter writes, doesn't charcoal toothpaste stain your teeth? Not so far. Although, by the way, it's you can get the uncharcoal kind. You don't have to get the charcoal. I found the charcoal works a little better, but when I don't have it, I use the uncharcoal kind. That works pretty well too. I use Hello Brand. By the way, I'm not getting any money to endorse them. That's just what I've found works the best for me. I tried Tom's. That did not work. I ended up with really bad breath. It was a bad week. You can get these things out gradually. Now I've got my kids on it and they seem to be doing well too. There's a lot of options for it. But we need to get everybody in the Trump administration on board. We can't have one person declassifying Epstein stuff and another person saying that you're a traitor and stupid if you declassify Epstein stuff. I mean, like, it's got to all be together. You know what I'm saying? It's just self-inflicted wounds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.